Welcome to The Ether. Today is Sunday, April 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Take advantage of their Terra Luna Intel report on Telegram, which brings you the hottest news and updates on all things Terra each and every day. Find it using the link in the show notes. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the Intern Capital Intern FT AMA, recorded from our Discord. Let's take a listen.
Here we are. What is it? Day five of our mint. Just past day four of our mint. But yeah, that's my background. If anyone has any questions, feel free to step up and ask.
How long did it take you to go from fledgling intern running around with chickens with heads cut off to running your own project?
So since I joined in November, I think I kind of just hung around the Discord helping out here and there till I think December. I think December is when I was like, all right, shit's not getting done. Time for the meetings with the interns. So I kind of added everyone to Discord. I was like, let's meeting this time, whatever. We're all going to meet and we're going to discuss on future plans on launching this project. And it kind of started there. So from November to, it wasn't even December. I think it was like mid-January, so like 2 months.
Okay. And do you expect your decline to be as swift as your rise to greatness, or how do you see that going?
Absolutely not. What decline are you talking about? I'm here to stay. I may be a project manager now for TFI Alpha, but I'm staying.
See? Okay. So for the notice. I just want to throw this out there. This is exactly what happens. Your interns, they get too good, and then all of a sudden a real project picks them up and they forget their little Mimi roots. And then they go on and see, so pretty soon here we're gonna once again find ourselves not having direction. And then you know what? Another internal step up. And the best thing about it is, like, I don't even gotta worry about it. Cause that's just what interns do. Eventually, one of them will step up and be like, hey, I had an idea. It's really just beautiful.
Interns helping out interns, you know? But yeah, just like you said, eventually someone may step up and replace me. We'll never know.
Yeah, sometimes it's a beautiful, easy, gentle replacement. Other times, they will fight to the death.
Yeah, so it's bloody.
It gets bloody.
But yeah. Pretty much just like Vlad, because Vlad also graduated.
Yeah.
You know, he was our, for those of you that don't know, Vlad was our original back-end developer for the project.
I would say his rise to greatness was a lot more phenomenal than yours. And no disrespect to you, your rise in its own right was pretty good. But like,
you didn't take on a whole protocol and kind of like wipe the hallways here with their guts, you know?
No, that is true. I didn't do that.
So I'm just
kind of
sorry.
Yeah, when I woke up one day and there was just like a bunch of shit posting, or not even shit posting at that point. It was like full on arguments.
People were getting blocked. Terra Spaces once again getting drug into it. It was pretty fun. It was a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Vlad, people choosing sides, different things like that. That shit was crazy.
It was. Good times. Good times.
Tao, any other questions?
I know Tao has also escalated in his standing as an intern. He's running projects as well and also receiving interns now. So
I just say yes.
Good job, Tao.
And things just happen.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. The head eventually gets too busy to do things, and then you have to
hire more.
Yeah. Well, that, and then you have to see, eventually an intern will just see something and they'll be like, hey, why is this just laying here? And then they'll pick it up and they'll run with it. Sometimes it's your lunch money. Sometimes it's a project.
It's the intern paradox.
Paradox. What are we calling it?
Oof.
Some marketing as head of the marketing firm. I'll get some marketing interns on that. And we'll get back to you with a pitch sheet.
All right. Sounds good. Anyone else have any questions? Please. I don't want to host this and no one has questions. Don't make me cry.
That's okay. I saw a pretty interesting question in the main lobby. I don't know if the asker would like to ask it, or I could ask it.
Where's that? In the waiting lobby or the...
There's so many lobbies now. I get lost in this place sometimes.
And turn NFT talk.
Yeah.
Genuine question. It's obvious the project won't sell out. How do you plan to go ahead and... with such low funds? So
this hold up. How is that obvious? First of all, hold up.
Well, as of now, we have 625 minted out of 6,642. The other 300, for those of you that are worried, the other 300 that were not used.
Those were my one of ones that I never got. Fantastic.
Absolutely not. Don't listen to Finn.
I got 300 one of ones I'm waiting on. Got to ship them out in the morning.
Those are being held in the intern capital wallet, and those will be used for future like giveaways, events, different things like that.
I'm going to mint them on Tezos.
But yeah, as for the the current funds we do have, part of them will be used to pay the developers, like our back end Vlad, our back end Brian, our front ends Citizen and EdTech dude, those people who put in the hard hours on creating like the smart contracts and creating our intern NFT webpage. Part of that will go to them for their help, and then the other half will go to the intern capital multisig. And from there, they'll be used to fund future projects. So again, like I said, in different AMAs and Twitter spaces, the DAO, which will be created post-mint, that DAO will be able to vote on where the funds will go in regards to different projects.
Can we do a thing where we deposit it into kinetic money and then all the future yield goes to feeding the interns?
Man,
like ramen.
Put a DAO proposal up when that comes out.
All right. That would be so dope.
We can discuss that then.
I find that very.
I'll proposal the shit out of it.
I've seen you proposal the shit out of some shit. It's impressive. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a better use of those funds than purchasing ramen through my Amazon account every week to send to interns.
Did that answer your question though, Striker? Try to be as transparent as possible.
Yeah, I mean, and to break it down in layman's terms, like, we were broke before this, like, we'll be broke after this. We're just here to build. Like, we don't need a mint to build. The mint would have helped us build more, but like, we're not gonna stop building because like, we only minted 600. We're not like some projects that would only mint a few hundred and be like, I'm going back to ETH, this sucks. So I'm a baby. Yeah.
I mean, essentially, we just brought on like our front ends, EdTech and Citizen, were both in Web2 before helping us.
Yeah, so they're used to working and not getting paid anyway. Sorry, boys. You guys did a killer job on that website. And if you want to actually get paid to build a website, you can come work over on TerraSpaces with me. I'm sorry.
Jesus. No, but essentially what we did here was we helped onboard them to Web3. I know I helped Nathan, EdTech dude. I helped him reach out to Ashton in regarding to the PM role that he posted, I think yesterday or 2 days ago.
There you go. Interns helping interns.
Exactly. So it's not just the giving them like a job in regards to creating the intern NFT webpage and then paying them after, but it's them joining Intern Capital and then having those resources to network with other people.
Well, that, and I mean,
more positions. Yeah. Like more jobs, different things like that.
Let's be real. If we're going to vouch for you, like, you better show us that you can do some shit. Like, I get 10 DMs a day from people with a paragraph full of like tech buzzwords of shit they say they know how to do. But like, until you come in and show initiative and actually start building with us, like, those top positions are very sought after. So we need to see what you can do first. And as you'll see, if you go to intern.capital, they built a pretty slick website. It looks way better than my shitty little 2010 WordPress build.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit's legit. The way the light flickered and stuff, like, that's really nice.
It's kind of dope, right?
Yeah, yeah. You guys killed that for sure.
I gave him that recommendation. I was like, you should have like the interns on there, but like have that like flickering.
Yeah, I can like hear it buzz in my head. Like, I had to check to see if like my speakers were on the other day. So I was like, God, that is so realistic. Like, I've literally worked in those conditions.
Hey, Gray, what's up?
What's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Okay. Just chilling. For those of you that don't know, this is Gray34. He's part of our marketing team as well. And he's also one of the original founders of Minerva.
Ooh, yes, sir, nice. Yeah. Drinking wine tonight, baby.
Yes, sir. You know it.
Man, I'm drinking a Ichiban right now. Some Korean, not Korean, some Japanese beer.
And I'll tell you, if we don't mint another intern after, like, where we're at right now, like, all I wanted was that beautiful website. And now when I tell people, check out intern.capital, they'll see that instead of just the fucking earth rotating in a weird loop. So, mission accomplished. That was a check off my to-do list.
What did Gritch just post? Minerva Deftones? What is this?
All right, I'm going to leave this recording. I have to go pick up my familia at the Easter thing I dropped them off at earlier so I could come back here and work. So I'll be back. This is recording. So have a good rest of the AMA, boys.
All right. Old song. I'll have to check that out later. But yeah, Gray is one of the original founders of Minerva. For those of you that don't know, Minerva is how would you describe it, Gray, if you're there?
Basically, at Minerva, a really basic level version of explaining it is that we are trying to connect NFTs to appreciating assets like wine, watches, whiskey. So, we're connecting that on Terra. You should really check it out, read the white paper. It's a cool little project. But yeah, our first initial wine sales will hopefully be at the end of this month, followed by our FLA. So there's a lot of exciting stuff coming up for Minerva. Mr. Mashu is here as being modest, but he is one of our yield strategists, if that's how you say the word. And Striker OG is also chilling at Minerva. So cool little project we got going on there.
Indeed. Yeah, their whole concept behind like connecting crypto and NFTs to appreciating assets is really intricate and ingenious in regards to, like, you can connect those appreciating assets and earn yield while having those appreciating assets. It's kind of cool.
Yes, sir. And Minerva and interns are very good friends.
Yes, sir. We interns like making friends with a variety of people. Always good to have friends, networking, things like that. And that's essentially how you grow in this ecosystem. You just gotta, you know, reach out, meet new people, and the more people you know, the more opportunities you'll have in front of you. That's essentially how I got my position at TFI Alpha, which I just recently accepted a few days ago.
Hey, I have no clue what that is. Can you tell me more about this?
Yeah. Okay, so I guess a few days before Mint, Trevor reached out to me. I'm not sure if young Trevor is. Trevor is one like a major name in Terra. He's working on many different projects. Let me pull up his Twitter right now. I know he has a lot of projects he's working on. So he's the creator of Tix Money. He is on the core team at Angel. He is on the core team of TFI Alpha. And then he's an advisor to Intrin Capital. And then he's an advisor to the Terra Builders Alliance. So he has a lot of connections, and I was able to meet him through Intrin Capital, connect with him like that. And after seeing all the work I was doing with Intrin NFT, he offered me a position at TFI Alpha. And so if I hadn't known him, I would have never been able to acquire that position. But
right.
But yeah, again, it's essentially just networking, knowing people. That's the best way to grow yourself in the ecosystem.
I completely agree. Whenever I started like in Terra, I literally used to message every single person that followed me and say like, thank you and for following. And I would ask them questions about how they got in the ecosystem, like what they do. I used to do that with literally every single person that followed me for a long time.
Oh, that's really?
How I met a bunch of like cool ass people when I first got into crypto. And that's how like, they honestly kind of helped me like navigate the ecosystem and taught me shit, but that's how you got to do it sometimes.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I'm part-time crypto, so I don't know if I'll have like time for such a thing. I wonder. It just sounds interesting to meet people like that. I just never figured it out. Twitter is like something I do for the sake of doing. I've just never thought of Twitter as like, you know, like.
Oh, trust me, me neither. Before I even got into crypto, I had a Twitter, but I would never use it. And then like my dad was the one that got me into Terra, believe it or not. And then he was like, yeah, like download Twitter, like all this stuff going on in Terra is happening like inside Twitter.
Right.
Twitter yada, yada, is the yada. Of Web3.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, so I started a Twitter. I essentially followed everyone who told me to, which were all the major names in Terra. So I think it was like Nicholas Flamel, the Terra Money page, Doquan. I think Joe was one of the first ones. I know Joe was like tweeting a lot of stuff about NFTs, things like that. And that's essentially how I got started with crypto Twitter. And then like just being on Twitter essentially got me, you know, looking at finding people who were interested in the same things I were, posting, following them, finding out new projects people were working on, different things like that. And that's how I, apologies if you hear noise in the background, it's my dogs playing, but that's essentially how I found Intrin Capital. Like I noticed someone I was following had liked the post from Intrin Capital, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So I kind of clicked on the post and I just kind of read up on them and I was like, huh, interesting. And then I heard a Terabytes podcast that had the Intrin Capital team talking about their project. And this is before I was actually inside the Discord. And so that's how I reached out to Gray. And that's how I got into Intrin Capital.
Neat. Totally neat. I got in through Finn, obviously.
Finn, my boy? Yes.
Yeah.
Finn knows a lot of people.
Yeah, I got in from DMing. I DM'd Nero and asked to be an Intrin Capital because I just became an intern for Angel. And he said no. He was like, no, I'm sorry, gates are closed. And I was like, damn. But then they let me in like literally probably 2 hours later. Just randomly texted me and were like, come in. I was like, but
how'd you get a position at Angel being an intern?
Pretty sure the same thing, just spamming DMs. Honestly, I think every gig I have in Terra is from me hitting DMs. Like me going on Terra Crumbs was me DMing Amani and just being like, yo, let me on.
Damn.
reached out to me to get into a project. I think it's pretty much been me slamming DMs the entire time.
I mean, look at Amani now. He's working on the Terra Money team, right?
Yeah, he has the best gig. He's a community developer for Terra, so he like is able to travel around just going to different Terra events. Like my dream job.
I'm kind of jealous.
Yeah, me too.
I'll see him at a TDX though. Yeah. All right, maybe y'all headed. I know, Gray, you're going to TDX. Towie, are you?
No, man, I can't make that.
No.
Yeah, I gotta run the rat race.
I gotcha. Oh, we'll miss you though.
Greg, for sure.
Anyone else? Striker, Dylan, Grits, the zoo in here. Will y'all be making TDX? If y'all don't want to dox yourself, y'all can just type in the chat.
I'm pumped up for TDX, man. It's going to be fun.
Oh, me too. I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to how Intercapital is going to work this. Because we have a little workshop where we're doing a ramen building contest. Whoever can make the best bowl of ramen wins, and they'll win enter an NFT. So I'm just wondering how we're going to go through that. I'm just wondering how the event's going to go in total. Because you told me how, because you went to the TFI Alpha one, right, in New York?
Yeah, I was there.
How was that one?
That one was really fun. I was a newbie in Terra then. I wasn't part of Intern Capital, Minerva, or Angel. So it was kind of crazy how I went. There was there wasn't tickets for sale, so it wasn't really as big as this one's going to be. You kind of had to get in from winning the contest or something.
Yeah.
But it was really fun, honestly. We just got there, and all the big projects made presentations, and then everyone just got drunk after. But this one's a way more organized event. There's a schedule for it, and there's a lot of different shit going on, so I think it's going to be a way different vibe than the original TFI Alpha.
How many people would you say went to the original one?
There was two levels, so it's kind of hard to say, and I was kind of drunk, but I would say 150 maybe, maybe overshooting, maybe 100.
Now, I knew there was a Galactic Punks after party. Did you go to that?
No, I didn't. I left pretty early on, actually. Yeah, I didn't stay too late. Gotcha. I went to the bar before and met a bunch of, what's
you
it called?
You met Poppy, right?
Yeah, I met Poppy at the bar before. I met the Evan, which is a Twitter dude. And I met, who else did I meet? Pete showed up at the bar from Terabytes.
Really? You met him?
Yeah, I met a lot of people. I met Midas, Doquan, Poppy.
What? You met Midas?
Yeah, for sure. I gave him I gave him a handshake, but I was pretty drunk at that point. Someone introduced me. But yeah, I met some of the team from Angel.
That's odd. I didn't know this. I didn't know you met, I knew you met Do Kwon, but I know you took a picture with him. Was it just a quick picture and that's it, or did you get to talk to him?
We had a little conversation. He talked to Maxi more than me, because I was... Yeah. I didn't honestly, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know much. I wasn't too smart Web3 guy back then. I was still getting into it.
Yeah,
so, it was kind of nerve-wracking to talk to these people that were such a big figure in the ecosystem back then.
Yeah,
I kind of let Maxi run a lot of the combos, to be honest.
Was Maxi the one that got you into Terra? Was he the one spamming your messages? Yeah. You gotta buy this now.
Yeah, he was. I mean, Max and me have been friends since high school. Actually, since we were little kids. And excuse me, I moved to Austin a year before him, so he was texting me telling me to buy crypto. I bought Litecoin, but I'm not going to lie, I thought crypto was kind of a scam. That's just what I thought about it. I didn't know anything about it. Yeah. And then as soon as I started doing research, Terra was the first ecosystem I researched, and I got literally obsessed with it since then.
Shit do be bomb.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tried playing around with other ecosystems for a while, but Terra is just that OG one. I got to stay in it.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess I'm just curious how this whole TDX thing is going to work. I know the TFI Alpha team have they're looking at getting their own Airbnb. I'm probably going to be staying with my sister because she lives down there. I'll probably just be visiting her after the TDX event. I'll just hang out with her. But for those 2 days, I'll just be, hopefully I'll be meeting new people. And then after the event, not sure how long it's going to last. But after that, we can go out with a bunch of people.
I think you're going to be pretty busy while you're here. There's events scheduled for every second, even when even when the event itself isn't going on, like there's the charity basketball game, the ramen eating contest.
I think that's like the weekend of like the Saturday after TDX is over.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's an after party for Tifa Alpha. I think the first or second day. I don't know. But yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a play to do like every day.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, because I know we wanted to, we're talking about like an intern meetup, IRL intern meetup.
Oh, hell yeah. TDX. We're getting ramen. I'm taking off the entire week. I probably shouldn't, but I am. I'm taking off the entire week.
I'm taking off. Well, I'm leaving Wednesday night because I live up in Lubbock. It's like a 5-hour, 6-hour drive.
Yeah.
So I'm leaving Wednesday morning, probably driving down there and then staying until Saturday and then leaving Sunday.
Good schedule. I wonder, I feel like a lot of people are going to come that haven't really announced yet. I wonder if Doquan's going to make an appearance. He just had a baby, so he may not pull up.
Yeah. Congrats to him, by the way.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I think I had a meeting with T5 Alpha the other day. I think they said something about Doquan making an appearance. I'm not 100% sure, but we'll see.
I wonder how the workshops are going to work. I wonder if it's just like in a room that you can go in, like separate. Because I know there's like big presentations and then there's the workshops. So I think that's how it works at least.
Yeah. I actually heard that One Planet, as you know, is running the NFT museum over there.
Yeah.
At TDX. And they're having a little thing in the NFT museum called Mint It and Print It. So I guess you can mint like an NFT on the spot, or I guess take an NFT you've already minted and you can, I think you can print it on the t-shirt. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I wonder how that's going to work for our NFTs, because I know Minerva is going to be a part of it. I wonder if it's just going to be a picture of the wine.
That's the cool. Wine? Yeah. All right. Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, bringing it back to the interns. What do you think about like putting up a roster of all the interns that have been through and where they've settled to?
That is a good idea.
That'd be dope.
I guess like putting out like a poster board or whatever of like interns who have entered through InternCap and where they've gone from then.
Yeah, the point of history keeping, right?
Yeah,
like it builds the lore, not necessarily the lore, but it builds the whole collective nostalgia of the community.
Yeah, because I don't think whenever we say people like can come in to InternCap and like grow from here, I don't think they know that like we've already had people that have come in through Intern Capital and then expanded out from here, like again, like Vlad, who went out to Nebula. Gray over here is working with Minerva. I'm over there working for T5 Alpha now. There's one, I think there was some guy named Rex. He used to be part of InternCap, but I think he's working with a bunch of other projects.
We got created his own fucking
Fincher. Well, not even like that way, but even like, right, so those are like really cool headlining catchers, right? And but like even like the all the other people too, for example, B.UST, she's she puts in so much work in at low levels across all the communities. Sorry. That is a person of like tremendous resources. She can like, you can ask her what's going on in any given community and she's there. She's got her finger on the pulse, right?
Yeah, exactly. Someone else I'd like to mention is Archangel Raphael. He's actually the
right.
He's the person that manages our Discord, like edits the channels, different things like that, adds whatever we need. He's actually working on a multitude of different Discord channels for different projects. I'm not sure if he started here though, but I know he's working on many different Discords.
I see that motherfucker in every single Discord I go to.
He's everywhere, dude.
I have yet to find a Discord that I am in that he's not in. Some of the not Terra Discords, yeah, sure, that makes sense. But anything that's Terra, he's there.
I have so much respect for him because I'm not going to lie. I keep up with like 4 Discords and crypto Twitter, and that's like as much bandwidth as I have to keep up with stuff and like a couple Telegram chats. But some people literally are like a figure in so many different Discords. And this is while working. And I'm like, how do you do it, man? Do you not?
Yeah, especially these part-time mother truckers, for sure.
It's insane. Like, they literally have, I have no clue how they even fit that many hours in their day. I swear, they have, like, they're living off 10 hours extra than I am or something.
I'm telling you, man, like, when, so I work a bartending job along with my IRL internship that I just got like a month ago. And now I have intern capital I'm working with, and now I have the full-time offer position at T5 Alpha. So I was like, where the fuck am I going to make time for all this shit? Like, I'm literally going to like explode from all the stuff I have to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know. So I had to quit my bar. I just put in my 2 weeks at my bartending job, which I've had for like 2+ years. I told everyone I made it big in crypto. That's the excuse I used, but
fucking drop that mic.
I know. I'm like, later, y'all. I'm over here working remote for a crypto company. But yeah, the thing is like, I didn't have enough like time with my IRL job to do all this stuff, because like I'd be working like 8, 9, 10 hour shifts where I would just be focused on doing like that job, and I wouldn't have like time to do stuff with intern capital. Have stuff to do for like just like still in general. And so now I'm hoping after I quit this job, I'll have like weekends free to do stuff with intern capital, and then weekdays to do stuff with like T5 Alpha, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays I'll have my IRL internship, which is actually another project manager internship for a company called Tyler Technologies.
I like that you're establishing a theme here.
Yeah, project managing.
Yeah, for sure. That's dope. I went like full-time crypto for like the last like 3 or 4 months. And then sadly I got a job offer that I just couldn't pass up. It's in the tech industry in Austin, and felt like it was too good to miss out on.
Yeah, what are you doing, Gray, if you don't mind me asking? I never asked about that.
Yeah, basically helping out a company in downtown Austin connect with tech figures like all over Austin. So I'm a recruiter for them, but it's really fucking cool because I literally get to talk to tech people that live in Austin like all day.
Yeah.
And I figured with like how big of a hub Austin is for Web3 in general and tech, like I didn't want to miss out that networking opportunity. So I had the, and plus the money, you know, can't miss out on money sometimes.
Are you making 6 figures? Don't lie to me.
Oh, dude, I'm making 20 figures, bro. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, with everything, all the bonuses and stuff, yeah, it should be a little more than 6 figures.
Jesus Christ, dude. Are you working, 9 to 5 every week?
Yeah, I'm working the 9 to 5. I think I'm one of the few people that went full-time crypto and then went out of it. So it's kind of a weird case, but
still, though, you're doing good for yourself, though.
Yeah, I'm honestly going to probably try to... I don't plan to stay too long, to be quite honest. Don't tell my boss. Hopefully he's not listening to this. But I'll probably stay for, like, 5 to 6 months, and then I think I'll probably need to transition back. It's already been pretty overwhelming, to be honest. Like, having to go back to the 9 to 5 after being so used to being able to like be around all these projects, like 24/7, it's quite challenging, to be honest.
Are you just doing it to save up the money or what?
Yeah, I'm doing it partly for like money, insurance benefits, and also like I just felt like I probably prematurely went full time. I think, to be like 100% transparent, I think I probably should have waited a bit longer and just gave it a little more time before I made that transition. It was a really like impulsive decision on my part. And I could have, granted, like I could still be full time crypto and be fine. But I thought it'd be good for that extra blanket of security for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah,
aren't you going to need to be full time with Minerva, or is that like a part time thing still?
You can handle it both ways. With the way we're building the DAO structure, we'll have like more full-time associates where they're being paid for like the full-time work. But honestly, I would prefer to be full-time Minerva. But I can definitely handle it part-time. It's just more of a time management kind of thing. But whenever we're fully launched and like things are really booming, we're going into the different assets like whiskey and things, then yeah, I'll probably definitely want to be full-time Minerva.
Yeah. Gotcha. It's a handful in itself. I know how it'd be.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely is. But yeah, it's been fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything, for sure. Like all the Web3 shit. I don't even view it as like it's a lot of work, but at the same time, it's like I'm having fun while I'm doing it. Building is fun as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, when I got the full-time offer at TeeFi, I was like, dude, this is like a dream come true, because like I've been wanting like a job in Web3 Terra for like as long as I like got into it. I was like, as soon as I like got into crypto, I was like, this is like what I want to do for like a job. Like I can do what I love and get paid for it. And as soon as I got the offer, I was like, I mean, even now it's like, it's still unreal. I'm like, dude, I have a job in Terra. It's ridiculous. I love it though.
Yeah, it's fucking amazing, man. Congratulations.
Thanks. But is Tawi? Yeah, Tawi, what are you doing right now? Like, I know you're doing podcasts and everything. Are you with Rebel DeFi right now?
I'm a little bit with everyone, dude. I just spread the love around, you know. Mm-hmm. So I do a little bit of writing with Finn whenever I get a chance. So like I'll write up a little Twitter thread to summarize one of the Twitter spaces he records. And then on Saturdays, it's midday on the North America time zone. Rebel DeFi and I get together and we talk about governance, I guess. So we'll talk about punks usually for the first half, because that's like a big thing that we have in common.
Yeah.
And then the second half is usually all about the rest of Terra. And then it kind of goes everywhere. It's just a chat, really. It's people come out, hang out, and then it's just an open-ended conversation about whatever the happening is of Terra. And then it's just like I get corrected on some things and then I'll correct others on other things. And it's just but we try to focus it kind of around governance topics and things that are being proposed or things that are under voting right now. And then I do a video thing with Active Variable or Edwin. I'm not sure which name he prefers. And in that one, basically, it's more governance, really. You're picking up on the theme here, right?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, I watched those videos. You're really good at talking, man.
Thanks.
I don't think we've ever talked one-on-one before, but a lot of times when I hop up on those Twitter spaces, I'm like fumbling for my words. And I noticed when I watched yours and I joined your Twitter space, you're really smooth with it. So
yeah, I mean, you got to be very talented to like keep a conversation going and things like that.
Like it doesn't come naturally. I'll say right now, it's like I am a very monotask brain, so I have to focus entirely on one thing. So I can't like do anything else at all. So like, even if there's like a Twitter notification that comes in, I can't open it. I'll lose my whole train of thought. It's just the way my brain works.
Yeah, that's kind of similar for me. I'm like ADHD oriented. So like whenever I hop on one, I literally have to like make sure that I do not stop listening to the conversation for a second, right, or I'll be completely lost.
Yeah. Yeah. So those videos they're called Luna Law videos. And then that's basically I speak at Edwin, not necessarily speak with him. And then I just give him a whole blurb of whatever like the NFT proposal, or not NFT, pardon me, the protocol proposals that are being discussed or that are up for voting. And it's usually like a really quick rundown, a very brief overview of what the proposal is and what the changes are proposed. And then we just skip through, or we hop through a bunch of proposals in a quick short video so that everybody has a good reference of what the state is of each of those protocols.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We got a new intern. Somebody's one of the new minters actually was interested in helping out, and then Finn referred me to him, and or him to me, or both. And I'm excited to talk to him tomorrow and see how we can like expand our coverage of more protocols, because I was at the end of my bandwidth with like how many protocol governance forums I could cover. So we should be able to cover more protocols now with our new intern.
Well, that's awesome. Got less stuff to have on your plate, you know? Just give it to someone else.
Well, no, not even that though, right? Like I'll still cover the same amount of proposals or protocols, but then like this way we just can expand into a bigger umbrella.
Exactly. Just like expanding at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm working on. Just governance. Spreading the word of decentralized governance.
Are there any resources for junior developers who have done a full stack course? So I would say, Grits, that you could check out the Learn to Code. Where is that? So go to the other interns tab. on our Discord and click Learn to Code. There's a few links there that will help you get into Rust, which is the main language used in the Terra ecosystem, like smart contract-wise, if you want to do more back-end stuff like that. I try to do it myself, but I unfortunately am not a codor. I can't do it for my life. I tried very hard. I know Kane did as well. I'm not sure if he's still following through with that. But I couldn't do it. But I know a lot of talented developers in the ecosystem. And I would just say just start there. Like, start watching YouTube videos on the Rust language. There's actually a website called Terra Academy. Yeah, JavaScript is JavaScript that front-end language? I know, because for front-end, most protocols use React, but I know there is a guy named William Chen on Twitter. Oh, if he knows React... Yeah, if he knows React, he can do like a lot of front end stuff on Terra. So I would know. Yeah, so he can probably do a lot of stuff on Terra. It's just a matter of reaching out to existing developers on Terra. So, gotcha. I would go like on the Dev Interns channels and ask there. But yeah, our backend developer Vlad, he was our backend developer. I think he used React to create, or he did use React to create like a liquidation protocol similar to Kujira. That's what like all the Twitter like arguments were about between Kujira and him. Was he learned React in a day, and he was able to create a front end. Website to interact with Anchor smart contracts and liquidation contracts, and then he was able to do exactly what Kujira is doing and essentially circumvent the fee that they charge to use their platform, and that's why they got mad. But yeah, if he knows React, he can do a lot of shit with Terra. It's just a matter of networking with different developers, different people, finding different protocols that need those front-end developers. I think Midas is looking for front-end developers. I helped him get in contact with our front-end development team. I'm not sure if he's still looking for some, but that might be someone he might be interested in reaching out to.
For the listeners who are going to be listening to this on Terra Spaces, it's not a monologue. Machu's talking to Grids. Grids is doing a text and Machu's on voice.
So. Yeah. Thank you for that. Just, yeah, no problem.
Making sure people don't think you're, you know, cuckoo.
Yeah, and Grits, like I said, like it's just a matter of reaching out to people. Like, don't be shy to go on Twitter and DM like Midas or someone, because I've done it before myself, and they'll answer your DMs. Like, they're people like us. They just want to help others in the ecosystem. So don't be shy in reaching out, because if I hadn't reached out to Gray or if I hadn't reached out to Trevor, I wouldn't be in the position where I am now. So it's just a matter of, you know, networking and meeting people.
Cool, man. I gotta head out. But it's been a real chat. We're
yeah, no problem.
More of these, I guess. I'm assuming you're going to be doing more of these.
I'd like to. Hopefully, we can get more people in the next one. But yeah. What's up?
These are more like hangouts than AMAs, anyway. So.
Yeah, we could definitely set up some more in the future. Probably this upcoming week, maybe like the 23rd or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out, and I'll let everyone know in the Discord and Twitter as well.
Cool, y'all. Later.
Yeah. If anyone has any of the questions, let me know. If not, I guess we can call it a wraps on the first AMA / hangout within the Intern Capital Discord.
Sounds good, man. I actually got to hop off too. It's time for my sleep.
Yes, I'm very tired as well. Just came back from a day party at the pool.
Ooh, yeah.
It was fancy. You need a room.
I will catch y'all soon. Everyone sleep well. For those that just woke up, have a good day.
Yep. All right. Thanks everyone for coming, and I appreciate the questions. I hope I was able to answer a lot of your questions. Grits. Again, yeah, just message people. If you want, you can message me after this, and I'll see what I can do. I'm about finding someone that needs a front-end developer. But yeah, if no one has any other questions, I'll see y'all later. All right, thanks, guys. Later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Intern Capital Intern FT AMA, recorded from our Discord on Sunday, April 17th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Intern Capital. Everyone knows interns make the world go round, so when it comes to picking out your interns, make sure you choose the best. The best, you say? That's right, the best. And everyone knows all the best interns come from Intern Capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter and keep an eye out April 14th for the Intern FT Mint launching on One Planet. Links are in the show notes. And for more information, check out intern.capital. Be sure to follow Intern Capital on Twitter for daily ship posts and stock tips. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics. Stretching out the distance, for instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business. Betting on the difference, ingesting all the research. Sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an aw sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. When it's fine if I don't know, I already sold my soul. Getting ready, rock and roll, tip the first domino. Feeling abominable with these avalanche flows. Stop and rest on the road, gotta get where I'm going. And the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is, but it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Terra Spaces.